The Art of Cycling, written by Cadell Evans and read by Alan King. For 20 years, my bicycle has been an extension of me. I don't want to count up the hours I've been on it, near it, fixing it, washing it, thinking about it, obsessing over it, straining to hear and feel any malfunction or glitch. From the earliest days of my career, I could sense any tiny change in a bike's setup, any variation in its efficiency, any moving parts that needed cleaning or lubrication. An unfamiliar noise is often the first indicator of something about to go wrong. A part working itself loose, tyres that are getting old and dry, a hairline crack in a component or frame joint, a drivetrain that's worn or in need of a fine adjustment. I've become so attuned to the feel and movement of my bike that anything out of sync drives me a little crazy. Sometimes my highly sensitised antennae have been detrimental to my psychology. When you're racing and you think, hang on, what's wrong? It can get in the way. I like to take the time before a bike ride to have everything just perfect. You come to know your bike in minute detail. It's an exacting relationship. The bike is my tool, and I am intimately in contact with it. It is part of me. We are one. I concern myself with tiny intricacies that someone from outside the sport would never notice. It could be the thickness of the tape on my handlebars, or the way they curve under the palms of my hands. My left brake lever has to sit a few millimetres higher than my right lever because of my battered and shortened left shoulder. Both my brake hoods must be angled slightly inwards to align with my shoulders, which have become more and more rounded after thousands of hours sitting on a bike. If your bike is an extension of yourself on the road, then your clothing is too. Everything has to be balanced, even the objects in my pockets. I care that my socks are the same length, the shoes on both feet fastened at equal tension. I try to keep my helmet and sunglasses straight on my asymmetrical skull, a result of a childhood injury. I care because, like millions around the world, I'm a cyclist. And being a cyclist comes with a mentality that is a cocktail of habit, routine, professional pride, a touch of obsession, and a small element of superstition. I am well aware of the cyclist's many tics and quirks because, while I've ridden as a professional for 20 years, I always was and still am a passionate cycling fan, with a strong instinct for the cyclist's occasionally ludicrous obsessions. If you want to be a cyclist, don't ever consider wearing underwear under your shorts. If your calf muscle touches a dirty chain that marks the skin, clean it off immediately. Cyclists worry about their tan line. You don't want to change the length of your shorts or jersey sleeves and expose a white stripe next to tan skin. That's a sign of a hubbard, an Australian cycling term for a novice or beginner.